Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 3, 1804, day 113 of the expedition. Camped on the edge of a plain. Today's campsite is located in present-day Knox County, Nebraska, near the western boundary of the Santee Sioux Indian Reservation. Captain Clark writes field notes for today, which are more complete than his formal journal entry.
Set out at sunrise. Very cold morning. Clear and but little wind from the northwest. We proceeded on, the river wide. Took an observation below Plum Creek, which mouths on the starboard side. This creek is small and comes in between two white banks. Great quantities of plums of a most delicious flavor. I have collected the seed of three kinds, which I intend to send to my brother. Also some grapes of a superior quality, large and well-flavored. The river is rising a little. Several wild goats seen on the plains. They are wild and fleet. Elk and buffaloes very plenty. Scarcely any timber in the country except a little on the river and the points. I saw some signs of the two men who are ahead. Coulter has not overtaken Shannon. Captain William Clark, September 3, 1804.
Stay tuned, as the saga of Shannon will continue for eight more days. Coulter and Shannon were recruits and part of a group called the Nine Young Men from Kentucky. Today's entry mentions wild goats, which were the pronghorns or antelope. This is the first time they have been mentioned. If you are wondering how Clark was going to send seeds to his brother, the plan was to send them back in the boat when it left the Mandan villages for St. Louis in 1805. Many animal and plant specimens were prepared, and some of the journals were packaged and sent back at this time also. Monday, Coulter at last returns, but without Shannon.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Music, courtesy of Columbia Legacy Records. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.